Hello everyone, my name is Arthur, and I have been invited here today to talk about my experiences of education back in the 1950s. Today's schools are vibrant, noisy places, but if you stepped back in time to my childhood, you'd notice a stark difference. You might expect schools of that era to be full of the sound of children playing or chatting in the halls, but the first thing that struck you was the absolute silence in the corridors. We were forbidden to speak unless spoken to, and the atmosphere was incredibly tense.
Looking back, we didn't really feel like ordinary pupils attending a place of learning. Because of the endless drills, uniform inspections, and harsh routines, the place operated much more like a military camp. Everything was strictly regimented, from the way we sat at our desks to how we marched into the assembly hall every morning.
There were many figures of authority to navigate. While the classroom teachers were certainly strict and didn't tolerate any misbehaviour, it was actually the headmaster who instilled the most fear in all of us. He would prowl the corridors, looking for the slightest breach of the rules, and his presence alone was enough to make your blood run cold.
The rules regarding our uniforms were completely inflexible. We were ordered to wear regulation black shoes, polished to a mirror shine, no matter the weather. I remember one bitterly chilly morning in November. My mother couldn't find mine, as the dog had dragged one into the garden, so I was sent to school wearing some brown boots instead. I was terrified of being spotted, but of course I was pulled out of the assembly line almost immediately.
I stood outside the office, hoping for a simple telling off, or perhaps a detention after school, which I thought would be a fair consequence. However, the standard penalty for uniform violations was a beating with a heavy leather strap. The authorities felt this was the only way to maintain order.
Different regions had different methods of enforcing this discipline. I knew boys at other schools who were beaten with a wooden cane on the back of the legs, but at our institution, we were struck directly on our palms. It was a brutal punishment for something as minor as wearing the wrong footwear, and it left your hands swollen for days.
Obviously, the physical pain was intense at the moment the punishment was delivered. However, that physical pain faded quite quickly. For me, the lasting impact was the deep sense of shame we experienced. Being marched in front of your peers and humiliated left a psychological mark that was much harder to erase than any bruise.
You might wonder how parents reacted to this draconian regime. You'd think mothers and fathers would complain to the authorities about such cruelty. Actually, most parents believed this harsh treatment built character in a young boy. My own father simply told me that it would teach me to look after my belongings better in the future.
Thankfully, society's views on education began to shift. It took a long time, though. It wasn't until the 1980s that local protests had any real effect, and finally, new government guidelines formally banned such practices in state schools across the country. It was a monumental shift in education policy.
I often think about how different things are now. Today, when I visit my grandchildren's school, I don't see children frozen in terror. Instead, I'm delighted to see that discipline is based on mutual respect rather than absolute terror. Teachers and students actually talk to one another, and learning is a collaborative process. It's a much healthier environment, and I'm glad the dark days of the 1950s disciplinary regimes are firmly in the past.